Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking for help with something that feels really challenging. They're saying, "My child refuses to try new games, new foods, new experiences, and I don't know what to do." And I want you to know something right away. If this is happening in your home, you are not alone, not even a little bit. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most normal parts of early childhood development. And today, we're going to talk about why this happens, what it means, and most importantly, how you can support your little one through this phase with gentleness and love. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's explore this together. First, let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When your child between ages 2 and 3 hesitates to try new things, they're not being stubborn. They're not being difficult. They're actually showing you that their brain is working exactly as it should. There's a beautiful word for this, and it's called neophobia. It means a natural caution around new experiences. And here's what's amazing. Research shows that this protective instinct peaks right around 18 to 24 months. It's your child's brain saying, "Wait, let me make sure this is safe before I dive in." Think about it from their perspective. They're discovering that the world is huge and full of unknowns. Their imagination is growing every single day. They're becoming more mobile, more independent, more aware. And with all that newness comes a very wise little voice inside them that says, "Maybe I should stick with what I know for now." This isn't a problem to fix, my friend. This is development unfolding beautifully. Now, I know that doesn't make it less frustrating when you've prepared a lovely new meal and your child won't even look at it. Or when you suggest a fun new activity and they say no before you've even finished the sentence. I see you. I understand how hard that can feel. But here's what the research tells us, and this is so important. Studies show that this phase is actually 78% genetic. That means your child came into this world with their own unique temperament, their own pace for exploring new things. And the other 22%? That's where you come in with your patience, your warmth, and your gentle encouragement. The magic book showed me something wonderful. When parents respond to this cautious phase with empathy instead of frustration, children develop better emotional regulation. They learn to trust their own instincts and trust that their parents will support them. They build confidence at their own pace, which creates a foundation that lasts a lifetime. So what does this look like in real life? Let me share some gentle strategies that really work. First, repeated exposure without pressure. This is the golden key, my friend. If your child says no to a new food, that's okay. Put a tiny bit on their plate anyway, with no expectation that they'll eat it. Let them see it, smell it, maybe touch it. Do this 10, 15, even 20 times. Research shows that familiarity breeds comfort. Eventually, curiosity wins. Second, model the behavior yourself. Children learn by watching the people they love most. If you're trying new foods with enthusiasm, if you're exploring new activities with joy, they're taking notes. They're thinking, "Oh, trying new things can be fun and safe." Third, celebrate tiny steps. Did your child look at the new food today? That's progress. Did they touch a new toy even if they didn't play with it? That's courage. When you notice and celebrate these small moments, you're building their confidence bit by bit. Fourth, never use pressure or force. The research is so clear on this. When children feel pressured to try new things, it actually intensifies their resistance. It can turn a temporary phase into a longer-lasting pattern. But when they feel safe, supported, and free to explore at their own pace, they naturally expand their comfort zone. And here's something beautiful. Create positive associations. If you're introducing a new food, pair it with a favorite food. If you're suggesting a new activity, do it together, with lots of warmth and connection. Make the new thing feel safe by surrounding it with familiar love. Now, let me tell you about a story that the magic book and I think will help so much. It's called The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop. And oh, my friend, it's perfect for this moment. In this gentle tale, we meet young kangaroo who feels uncertain about learning to hop. It's new, it's unfamiliar, and young kangaroo isn't sure they can do it. But here's what makes this story so special. Young kangaroo has a wise friend named Wallaby, who shows patience, who offers encouragement, who never pushes or pressures. And slowly, with practice and support, young kangaroo discovers that trying new things takes time, that it's okay to go slowly. That having someone who believes in you makes all the difference. When you read this story with your child, something magical happens. They see themselves in young kangaroo, They understand that hesitation is normal. They learn that practice and patience lead to amazing things. And you get to be like Wallaby, the gentle supporter who celebrates every small hop forward. After you read this story together, you can remind your child, just like young kangaroo, everyone needs practice when trying something new. We celebrate the trying, not just the succeeding. We honor the courage it takes to step outside our comfort zone. You can find the kangaroo who learned to hop in the Book of Inara app, along with hundreds of other stories that support your child's emotional growth. Now, I want to leave you with something really important. This phase, this beautiful protective caution your child is showing, it will pass. With your gentle support, with repeated exposure, with patience and love, your child will expand their willingness to try new things. But here's what won't pass. The message you're sending them right now. When you respond with empathy instead of frustration, you're teaching them that their feelings matter, that it's safe to go at their own pace, that you'll be there, cheering them on, no matter how long it takes. And that, my wonderful friend, is the foundation of confidence, curiosity, and courage that will serve them for their entire life. So be gentle with yourself. Be patient with your little one. Trust the process. And remember, the Magic Book and I are always here, offering stories and support whenever you need us. Thank you so much for being here today. You're doing such beautiful work, raising your child with love and intention. I see you. I celebrate you, and I'm sending you all the starlight and encouragement in the universe. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams, my wonderful friend.